Hi there. The word for you today is on God's guidance system. In Genesis 28 verse 15, we read, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. How come when someone talks to God, we say they are praying, yet when somebody claims that God talks to them, we think they're flaky? Has God suddenly stopped talking to his children? Would you stop talking to yours? John Calvin described God's guidance as, quote, the inner testimony of the Holy Spirit. Saint Ignatius called it, quote, movements of the soul, thoughts, feelings, or desires given to us by God. They may come as a conviction of sin, an assurance of God's love, or a call to do a certain thing, but they're a must for Spirit-guided life. To hear from God, you must be receptive, and let's add, sometimes desperate. During a particularly bad time in Jacob's life, God appeared to him in a dream, saying, I am with you, and will watch over you wherever you go. When Jacob awoke the next morning, this is what he said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it. Not aware? Does this sometimes describe you? As you hear me read these words to you, your thoughts are being guided by a human being, a writer. Well, don't you think God can do the same or better? In truth, God can guide your thoughts without the influence of intervening sounds or images. Look what happened to Samuel when he was a boy. God spoke to him one night in the temple, but he didn't know it was God speaking. He needed the help of Eli the high priest to recognize the voice of God. But once he did, his life changed dramatically. And when you learn to recognize God's voice, your life will change too. And that's the word for you today.